You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Today was a day of consolidation. Today was a day where Nifty, which has been on a rampage pretty much all of this week, said, you know what, I can't run this fast, I'm just going to take a breather. It was a day of a breather, but rally is still intact. No need to lose heart just yet. And there is no love lost for the bulls just yet. All that happened on the Lal Street, a flat day, is what I bring to you right here on an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
It was a day of consolidation for the Indian markets, but like I said, no love lost for the bulls as benchmark indices closed above crucial support levels. The Nifty 50 registered a higher intraday low of 11,314 compared to Wednesday's low of 11,276, which suggests that bulls remained in charge. The index has already rallied by over 500 points so far in March, and some breather or consolidation cannot be ruled out, at least in the near term, but the larger trend still remains to be on the upside. Both the Sensex and the Nifty closed off the day's high but still managed to close in the green compared to their respective previous day's closing levels. The Nifty Bank hit yet another record high. The final tally on the Lal Street, the S&P BSE Sensex closed 2.7 points higher at 37,754, while the Nifty 50 gained 1.55 points to end at 11,343 on Thursday today. The Nifty Bank hit a record high, like I said, of 29,070 before closing the day at 28,923, up 38 points, led by gains in IndusInd Bank, Yes Bank, RBL Bank, IDFC Bank and Bank of Baroda. After a strong rally seen in the last three trading sessions, participants were in the profit-taking mood from the beginning, which capped the upside, but the trend still remains to be on the upside, suggest experts. However, it is now advisable to look at stocks which are displaying signs of a breakout, they said. We spoke to Meghna Malkan, co-founder of Malkan's View, and she told Money Control, and I quote, after witnessing 2 days of vertical climb, we were witnessing resistance near the 11,400 levels. Nevertheless, looking at the momentum and the VIX, that is the India Volatility Index, once we move above 11,400 to 11,420, Nifty 50 is likely to surpass the previous record high and touch 11,800. More than a top, it is just a halt in the rally, unquote. Investors should now look at specific stocks. Meghna likes Wipro as well as Jindal Steel, which have witnessed a break and are poised to move higher in the near term with a target of 285 and 195 rupees respectively. Very quickly then, some stocks that made some noise today on the Lal Street. SL Propak jumped nearly 7% after the company redeemed commercial papers on maturity dates. Tata Motors shares fell a little over a percent after subsidiary Jaguar Land Rover recalled some cars due to excessive carbon dioxide emissions. Lenders of Reliance Communications sold about 4.34% stake of the promoters in the telecom firm. And as a result, shares of Anil Dhirubhai Ambani Group, that is ADAG companies, came under pressure. On the 14th of March today, the share price of Reliance Power fell 6%, while that of Reliance Communications closed lower by 5%. Reliance Infrastructure ended the day 3% lower, while Reliance Capital tanked 8%, Reliance Nippon shed 4%, and Reliance Naval ended the day close to 2% on the negative side. Shares of Deep Industries rose 9% as the company received two orders worth 183.5 crore rupees from ONGC. And finally, the share price of eClerks Services gained 4% as the board approved the proposal for buyback of fully paid up equity shares for an aggregate amount not exceeding 262 crore rupees. As usual, a quick flight across the world. European markets have been trading and they've been trading amid confusion over the Brexit issue. France's CAC gained 0.7% at 5,343.35. DAX was also up 0.43% at 11,623.53. And Britain's FTSE rose 0.4% at 7,188.51. Asian markets ended mixed on the back of China's industrial output growth, which fell to a 17-year low. Japan's Nikkei 225 ended flat at 21,287.02, while Shanghai Composite shed 1.2% to 2,990.68. South Korea's Kospi, meanwhile, ended higher at 2,155.68, and Hang Seng was up 0.15% at 28,851.39. So there we go. A spectrum of changes, some going up, some going down, some choosing to stay flat, much like the Indian markets today. As promised earlier, our own Kshitij Anand spoke to Meghna Malkan, co-founder of Malkan's View, and this is what she had to say about which stocks look attractive during this time.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Shritij Anand and today I have with me Meghna V. Malkan, co-founder Malkan's View. Well, welcome to the podcast, Meghna.
Thank you, Shritij. Thank you for having me.
Right. Meghna, it looks like your market took a breather after three consecutive days of vertical climb, although we still closed in positive, but not, 100 points on the Nifty. So do you see, is it the profit booking or have you made some sort of intermediate top, at least for now?
Yes, Shritij. If you see, we had wonderful 2 days of climb in the last two trading sessions. What happened is, if you see, technically there have been resistances poised at around 11,400 levels.
Mm-hmm.
So we had this record session found on the candlestick pattern. We also had a very important trend line being run across 11,400 to 11,420 levels.
Mm-hmm.
So although it looks like the markets have faltered, the reality is there has been resistance which has kind of put that halt. Nevertheless, looking at the momentum and the volatility indicator, this looks like a halt. Once we move above this level, it's mm-hmm. very likely that the Nifty may go to its all-time high levels of 11,800. So more than a top, I would rather say this is a halt in the rally. And I would really look forward to market crossing the trend line, the resistance, and moving to the all-time high resistance. There's one more indication that supports this view is the volume. If you see the volume on the daily as well as the intraday trade, it really supports the up move. So that could be one thing that's positive in favor of the bull. So having said that, I think it's a small breather in the trend.
Perfect. So markets could be taking a breather, but any stocks, which witnessed a breakout on charts and are looking poised for a smart rally on D-Street?
Yes, in fact, there are a couple of stocks. There are in fact quite some stocks which are into the breakout zone. Particular attention, I would like to place to two stocks. The first one is Wipro.
Mm-hmm.
If you see Wipro, it had given a breakout this week, the month before last. If you see, we had a big white candlestick which happened in January this year. And then we had a kind of pause in terms of a doji last month. What has happened this month is that the stock has taken a dip to its previous breakout level, which is around 255.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this dip provides an excellent opportunity for someone who has to get into the long term on the stock. This dip creates a very low risk investment idea in this trade right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having coming down to the lower time frame chart, on the weekly as well as daily chart,
right,
the stock is poised at a perfect support on the Bollinger Band, where it is at the central band on the weekly and the lower band on the daily. And if you see the price action on the daily chart, we've had a beautiful hammer pattern being formed today with the momentum at a good support. So all these indicators are they come about in a confluence and give us a very low risk buy on this stock, Wipro. So that is one trading idea that I've been looking at.
Right.
Second one that really looks good is Jindal Steel and Power. So this stock also has given a very good breakout. If you see the higher time frame chart in this stock right now,
mm-hmm.
it formed a bullish candle pattern last month, which is being confirmed this month. And on the weekly and the daily chart too, the candlestick patterns, the way they're formed, it looks like they're poised for a very good rally. Also, particular attention can be given to RSI on the daily chart, which is a momentum indicator. We're at a good support zone with a positive divergence forming on RSI above 60 level, which is a very high probability trading indicator.
Right.
So this makes Jindal Steel also low risk side.
Any particular targets for Wipro and Jindal Steel?
So Jindal Steel, I expect once a buy from this level could take it to crossing the first resistance at 174,
mm-hmm.
which was traded a few days ago. I mean, moving above that, the next target of this stock would be 195 based on this level. So these are the targets for Jindal Steel. For Wipro, if you see, the first target, the stock moving from here, could take it easily to 285 levels. That could be one of the first targets for Wipro. So these are the targets that I have for this level.
Perfect. Thanks all for your time, Meghna.
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot for that, Meghna and Kshitij. That's pretty much everything you needed to know about the events on Dalal Street today. It's been an eventful few days. It's just like the Lord took rest on the seventh day after creating the world. Perhaps Dalal Street also took a bit of a breather today. But what will happen tomorrow? Well, we will give you a bit of a curtain raiser first thing in the morning with a morning walk down Dalal Street. And to make that walk worth your while, we also will give you a few stocks to choose from. And in the meanwhile, we are also speaking about a few things. We are talking about the future of Netflix. We are talking about the US FDA head, Scott Gottlieb, leaving and where that leaves Indian pharmaceutical companies. We will also be talking to the director of CSDS, that is Sanjay Kumar, and he will be telling us what to expect from this grand spectacle of democracy that we call the elections. All of those coming up on Money Control Podcast. If you have anything to say to us, shout out at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.